Now you must have played at Kingsholm on other occasions for county.
For the county, yeah.
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 And,
yeah.
So what memories do you have of Kingsholm?
Well, once again, there was a depth in the crowd attitude that didn't happen on club days. Club days was much more free and easy. County seemed to bring all the foresters in, all the Stroud people, Cheltenham people, Lydney people, Bristol people, they all came for the county match. So it was a mixture then, a different crowd. And they were much more determined about cheering a winning side, not a losing side. So there wasn't the sort of repartee which you got from the shed.
Yeah.
You didn't have that for the county.
Was Kingsholm a ground you particularly liked playing at?
Yes, it was. It was. I'll tell you why. People often are surprised when I meet, because I've answered this question before. It was a very heavy ground. Very heavy. It's alluvial serin ground. Mm. That's what it is. Heavy. Now, if you had to be fit to play it. And I always remember when we went down, when I went down with the army team to play against Gloucester when I was in the army. I always remember Brigadier Aslett, who was the England centre three quarters selector, but he was also in charge of the rugby for the army. I always remember him saying, "Now, lads," he said, "you're going down to Kingsholm, and I'm telling you, as an old player, that ground will test you in the last 10 minutes. If you're not fit, you won't last." And that's what I'm in the stand watching. It's the last 10 minutes I'll be watching you lot. Well, of course, you made sure that concentrated like hell the last 10 minutes. But it was true. I have seen sides in the last 10 minutes wilt because the forwards of Gloucester have put them under pressure. And once the forwards start putting pressure on and winning in the last 10 minutes and they're going back, then it felt all easy for the Gloucester team. And so it's a ground that I was fit. At my build, I had to be fit. And I was a sprinter and athlete anyway. So I love playing on that ground.
But they did leave the grass long, didn't they, in those days?
They did. So and funnily enough, you should say that, because yeah. I represented rugby union football as the representative of rugby on the Sports Turf Research Institute at Bingley in Yorkshire. Mm-hmm. And I became vice chairman, and for 5 years I was vice chairman. And one of the things I did for rugby football was on the length of grass, mm-hmm. because everywhere around the country, I always used to say, you can always tell when there's a farmer in charge of the ground.
Yeah.
And most of them were, of course. Northampton, Gloucester, all these people, they were all farmers. And farmers are brilliant at producing hay mm-hmm. and quality grass for grazing, but they're not so hot at what's underneath, getting the roots right. And we did the testing, and they came up with an answer, not less than 2 inches, mm-hmm. not more than 3.
Yeah.
Now, most grounds were using 4 and 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And of course, when you build hooks, Gloucester had a great tradition for fullbacks.
Yeah.
Better, I can't think of another club that has had so many internationals, all of whom were damn good kickers.
Mm.
Than Gloucester, I think 5 or 6 international fullbacks, mm-hmm. and people like George Romans, a trialist who never got as far as that, and Roy James and other. But the thing about them is, they were always doing this and spreading the turf in order to kick the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, you didn't have the thing to put it on.
Mm-hmm.
You had to do this, mm-hmm. and play around with it.
Could we move on to the early 50s and see if Gloucester names jump out at you from that?
That's interesting. Yeah. Well, Howard Terrington came over to Stroud, lived in Stroud and played Sandoff for Stroud.
But he played quite a lot of games for Gloucester as well.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Yes, he did. Terrington was very small, very short, very small, mm-hmm. stocky, but very small. The Willie Jones type of standoff half, the jinky man, but move it quick, but lovely with movement, the ball down the touchline. Different to Willie, he would move into the movements
yeah.
and get the backs going better than Willie would.
That's fascinating because, as we do research on players,
yeah.
it's very difficult to find that sort of description, actually, of how they played.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's interesting to
me. Oh, right. Yeah. I did have 8 or 9 years as a Gloucestershire selector, so having to concentrate on that.
Right.
And, yeah, I suppose that's what comes naturally to me.
So what period were you a Gloucestershire selector?
I went on the Gloucestershire Committee in 1954, when I packed up rugby football, came back to Gloucestershire from London, and immediately Stroud said, are you going to play? I said, no, I've decided to pack up. I'm running my own small company of my own, and I daren't have any more injuries. So I'm sorry, but I'll work for the club, right, on the club committee. And as soon as I came on the club committee, the representative for Stroud on the county committee, a man called Endicott, said, oh, thank goodness somebody like you has come back to the club. He said, I want to propose JV to take my place on the county committee. And that's pure luck. Now, you don't get luck like that normally, but that really, without that, I might never have been anything in rugby football. Mm. It was one of those things. I came straight on the county committee, and when I came on the county committee, having just been playing that season, I was the only person on the committee that could say, well, I've actually played this season. Well, when did you lot play? 10 years ago or 15 years ago? They're all old men. So, again, I had the luck. Bill Hook was, in my view, unlucky not to have played the year I played. He was in that year, 49-50 season. He played for the rest, fullback for the rest team, but we slaughtered the rest in the final trial. Well, I mean slaughtered, I mean 23 points to 8 or something like that. But we had an easy win. And to play fullback in a side that's being swamped isn't easy. And they didn't pick Bill. And they should have picked Bill for the Ireland match. There was a gorgeous opportunity to bring Bill in. And looking back on the games we played that season, if we'd had a kicker like Bill, we would have gone close on all the matches. And they badly did not pick a kicker of quality. And he was waiting to be picked. Got in next year, 51-2, I think. Or the year after, either one next year, within 2 years, Bill was in the team.
So tell us about Bill Hook's playing style.
Bill had one weakness, and this is probably the one thing that went against him. Like Willie, he was left-footed. Right foot, he wasn't very good at all. But with his left foot, like Willie Jones, he'd bang it 60 yards down with a lovely screw kick going into touch. But if he was on the left-hand touchline and he was 1 yard from it, he'd just tap it into touch and leave it at that. Whereas if he'd been both feet as wide, he would have done that and come back infield and then banged it down with his right foot. But he didn't do that, and he couldn't do that. And that was his weakness. But nevertheless, he was a magnificent kicker of the ball. And drop kicker. And spin kicker for them. Mm-hmm. Bill wasn't a chap to come up into the three-quarter line, which Rutherford did, which Graham Parker did, but Bill didn't really come in as an attacking fullback, which they were more looking for those days.
Bill as a tackler?
Yeah, he didn't have a crash tackle. He wasn't a crash tackler like Main Waring or Mannery, the Welshman did. He wasn't a pulverizer in the tackle. But I'll tell you one thing, he was quicker than people thought. He was quick around the field. And his positional play was good, and his handling of the ball was brilliant, and his catching.
It was suggested that he was unlucky in that he was picked so late, and that he had actually slowed down a bit by the time he was finally
picked. Ah, that could be an answer. Of course it could. Mm. Yes, because I was 23 when I played, so that he was 27. Mm-hmm. And he didn't get in the side till he was 28 or 29. That's the point, yes, of course. Yeah. Good point. Mm. Yeah, good point.
Yeah. You should feel free, JV. We hope to interview Bill and we'll ask him about you.
Bill, did you hear that? I was very good to you, Bill. Yeah. No, we always got on well.